Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.
And we'll begin with the Irish Times this morning. Belief of consent may cease as a defence to rape. This is the whole idea that if you're accused of rape, you can use the sort of honest belief excuse that the victim had consented to sex. Well, now that's no longer going to be a legal defence in rape cases if proposals being considered by the government become law. The Department of Justice and the Attorney General are currently considering the proposal, which would significantly and really significantly change our consent laws. The reform is at an advanced stage and it has the backing of the Law Reform Commission. So under this plan, an accused person could not be acquitted of rape if a court found that their victim, if the court found that their belief that the alleged victim had consented was not an objectively reasonable belief. And case law in the state indicates that an accused person could defend themselves right now from a rape charge by testifying that they honestly believed that their accuser had consented to sex, even if that belief is not reasonable or rational. So that's a big, big change. Irish Independent on the front page says half of the country's electric substations have little or no capacity to connect new housing or other developments. So this means that families are locked out of new homes because they're waiting for a link to the power grid. And there's an example here in the Irish Independent. 80 families have been waiting months to move into their homes in Laois, and many are facing eviction and the loss of mortgage approval. They're all set to move in, but they can't move in because they're waiting to connect to the power grid. And the ESB, as you'd call them, or electricity substations, have no capacity or little capacity to connect new houses or other types of development. Irish Examiner on the front page has more on that pub survey. A quarter of Irish pubs have closed over the past two decades, while two premises a week are now shutting down permanently. This is a new report from the drinks industry, which found that 2,119 pubs closed between 2005 and last year, and they reckon 1,000 more are going to shut over the next decade. And the worst affected areas are Cork, Limerick and Offaly there. So that's on the front of the Examiner. Front of the Irish Daily Mail, a paramedic, this is a frightening story and a frightening allegation, a paramedic is being investigated by Gardaí for allegedly sedating a woman with drugs and sexually assaulting her when she attended an emergency department. The man has been accused of assaulting the woman after he injected her with a drug and a powerful painkiller. And the man has been accused of harassing women in five previous cases. Irish Daily Mirror on the front page, man in court on murder rap. A man has appeared in court charged with the murder of pensioner Michael Hayes following an alleged assault. Philip Ambrose appeared before Limerick District Court on Saturday night. The Irish Sun, fraud won out. Mary Higgins walks from prison just 3 weeks after she was sent to prison for a year for nicking €500,000 from a school. So the Star has a photograph of Mary Higgins, a former bursar, leaving the Doka Centre on Thursday, and she was let out to free up space at the overcrowded prison. Irish Daily Star, our hearts are broken. Tributes have been paid after the tragic death of Irish Daily Star photographer Mick O'Neill. The 62-year-old father and grandfather died when his motorbike was involved in a collision near Dublin Airport on Saturday, and his family, friends and colleagues have been left devastated by the huge loss. I know it's been a really difficult weekend for people working in the Irish Daily Star and the Mirror, because he was a much-loved photographer. I was shocked yesterday to hear the news that he had passed. Used to meet him a lot when I was a reporter out on the beat, and all the tributes I'm seeing in the paper and online all speaking to what an incredible photographer he was, and also what a gentleman. So that's very sad news there on the front of the Irish Daily Star. Inside the papers, the Irish Times has an interview with Ray O'Donoghue, who is Dublin's first night mayor, M-A-Y-O-R, and he finds it embarrassing, he says, to explain our licensing laws to European counterparts. And apparently people, when they come to Dublin, are absolutely shocked that they can't go to clubs or bars after 2:30 a.m. Ray says they can't get their heads around it. Even the lads in the 24-hour spar talking about tourists coming into the shop ask, where do we go now? And what can you say? Back to your hotel or your Airbnb, because there's no place for you to go. So obviously talking there about our licensing laws and changes and when and if those changes will come in. And I can understand it, because when you go to other European cities, they're open way later. Like, they're open until the sun comes up. I remember being in a nightclub in Lisbon, and I think the main performer came on at about 5 a.m. And here in Dublin, in Ireland, half two. Good luck to you getting another drink or having any entertainment apart from going back to your hotel room. The Mirror is talking about Met Éireann, and of course Irish people love to talk about the weather, and now people will be able to see a more detailed view of the weather forecast for their local area. They've completely overhauled RTÉ's weather forecasting. There's a major upgrade, so when you're watching the Met Éireann people on the telly, you're going to see a 3D map of Ireland with enhanced topography, which will allow you to see mountains, valleys and coastlines more clearly. And local towns and regions will now be individually highlighted, making it easier for people to see tailored forecasts for where they live. And severe weather warnings will appear in bold, high contrast formats for greater impact. And animations will now show forecasts over time, like the rain moving across the country. Can't wait to see this on the telly later. So that's a big change to how we view our weather on the TV. Couple of other stories for you. One from the Irish Independent, kind of a creepy story. Avion water bottles used by players at Wimbledon are being sold on eBay for €300. So the bottles of water that you see your favourite tennis players drinking from at Wimbledon, they're quite distinctive. I don't know if you've seen them or not. They are quite distinctive. And now they've emerged on eBay. Some people are selling them for €346 if you'd like to have some used water from tennis players. Like the way we had the used bath water from some actress recently, now you can have used tennis water or water used by tennis players. And final story, if you're a keen gardener, you'll be interested in this from the Times of London. We're facing a plant theft epidemic. More than two-thirds of gardeners have had their prized trees, shrubs and flowers stolen. So now you have to lock up your Japanese maple trees because people are robbing them. A study of 2,000 people found that 67% had experienced plant theft, and nearly half believed it was becoming more common in their area. So if you have Japanese maple trees, peonies, lemon trees, bonsai, also if you have newly planted trees in general, olive trees or designer hydrangeas, they're worth a lot of money and they're being stolen from gardens.
Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.